This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian authorities rushed drinking water to the southern part of the country Wednesday to help thousands of people left stranded or fleeing the region on a day after the rupture of the Kakhovka Dam. President Volodymyr Zelensky said hundreds of thousands of people were without normal access to drinking water. In what he called an address to the world, Zelensky released a video Wednesday in which he once again accused Russia of destroying the dam, calling it ecocide because of the environmental damage it has done.
The destruction of the dam and the reservoir is a man-made strike on the environment, after which nature will have to recover for decades.
Zelensky said the flood zone beyond the dam includes areas where more than 100,000 people lived before the war, and at least tens of thousands of people remain. The Kakhovka Reservoir provided drinking water to a huge part of Ukraine's cities and villages, with hundreds of thousands of people. It also supplied water to farmers for agricultural production in the south and center of Ukraine. Ukrainian authorities said more than 17,000 people were being evacuated from the areas, with about 40 towns and villages flooded in areas under Ukrainian control. More than 900 people were evacuated from areas occupied by Russia. Russia has since Ukraine destroyed the dam to take attention away from what it called its faltering offensive. Meanwhile, correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program Wednesday that while much of the news out of Ukraine has dealt with the aftermath of the dam's destruction, they have, for the first time in several weeks, received news from the front.
The Deputy Minister of Defense confirmed that Ukrainian forces started to advance in certain area in Bakhmut direction. So we're talking about the area, not particularly the city of Bakhmut, because we look at it as Bakhmut direction. And Ms. Mahler confirmed that in some areas, Ukrainian forces managed